And according to Rav Yehuda, an am and a half means five, and then half of that is seven and a half. It was seven and a half amis wide. So now if this takes up six, nishtayir sham tefach umachzah, was left over a tefach and a half. Same hand take away from this, chatzit tefach, half of a tefach, which was for the walls, etzpa, for etzpa on this side, etzpa on that side. The gears should be. How much is left over? Tefach, one tefach. What did they do with this tefach according to Rabbi Yehuda? Sheboy amudin oimdin. In this they put the amudim. Like two poles. And the Rashi says, Shnei amudim oimdim, beis amude kesef, two poles of silver. Kimin amude sefer Torah, like this, like the amudim of a sefer Torah. Sheikh bin Lorcan, they were lying for Erech the lens. Va'aluchas b'nem, luchas were in between them. So this is what the Gemara says, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, these two amudim were inside the urin. Shinema, like the Pasuk says, our pure Yonosaloi HaMelech Shlomo, he made a palace like for himself, Meyatz HaLavona, from Atz HaLavonon, Amudim, then he had pillows there, of Esther Am, Osa Kesef, made out of silver, Fidosa Izov, Merkova Yagom, it was made from gold, from purple, blah, stuff. So that's what these Amudim was. Now, the Orgoys, Sheshigra by Plishtim, now the special Oren that when the Plishtim sent back the Sefer, they gave along with it, Dervin Lotei Yisrael, Munach Betzidoi, that was on the side of it. Shenemla, like the Pasuk says, V'yes Kli Hazov Asher, Hashivoysim Lo Yoshem, Tasimu B'Yorgoys, Mitzidoi Shvi on the side of it, V'shalach the Moisev Olach, V'yolov Sefer Ter Munach, and on top of this Ergoys, on this Oren that the Plishtim sent, that's where the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was put. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Lo'akuach HaSefer HaTorah Zeh, V'samtem Oysoi, Mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. So Mitzad HuMunach is on the side, V'loi B'Soich, not inside it. So the more is the question, according to the beauty of so, Umani Mekayim Ein V'Yoron Rak L'Ravis, what does it come to include? Like you're telling me now, only the Luchas were inside the Yoron, and not the Sefer Torah. So what's the double lashon of Ein V'Rak? So the more says, it comes to L'Ravis, Shivrei Luchas, Shemunachin the Yoron, the Shvarm of the first Luchas, they were also put inside the Yoron. Now, the Sagot Adif, you're going to tell me, that Sefer Torah Kefoy Vov Tvochim, that the Sefer Torah has to have its hekif, has to be around 6 tvochim, is so michti, let's see. Kol sheyesh bekeifoy shloisha tvochim, yesh baruchav tefach. If the circumference around is 3 tvochim, so then the diameter straight across is 1 tefach. If so, v'chi vondalien tziusoy, niglal, since the Sefer Torah was like, he's telling me now on both sides, it has an omer to it. So it's rolled up by both sides. If so, nofichle mitrei tivcho, ravcho de b'nei b'nei. If so, there was a little bit more than two tfachim here involved. If so, betray pushchi, hechi yosef, how could you put the Sefer Torah into a place of just two tfachim? So we're into Zom Rabach Rabbi Yaakov, Sefer Ezra, Litchilosoi, Huniglal. I'll tell you now, the Sefer that was in the Azorah, that was in like the Mishkan, in this Oren, the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, did not have two Amudim to it. It did not have two pieces of wood on both sides. But rather, it was all wrapped around only one piece of wood. So therefore, it was exactly two Tvachim. So Mar says, okay, so what? V'yakati, but still, Trei betrei hechi yosef, how could you put a Sefer Torah two Tvachim wide, like into a place of two Tvachim? Ravashi says, I'll tell you the Korach Beporta. What they did was, first they wrapped around a little bit of the Sefer, the Karchaliel, and then the end part of it they threw on top like. So therefore it was a little bit less than two Tvachim, therefore was able to fit into this Mokum of two Tvachim, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, the question according to Rabbi Yehuda is, Ma Mikam made the Lacey Argois before the Plishtim brought their Orin, Sefer Torah Echiev Yosef. Where was the Sefer Torah put before that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer Torah was not inside the Oren. So where then did Moshe Rabbeinu put the Sefer Torah? So my answer is, Dapo have enoughik mened. It was like a daf, like a board, a beam coming out of the Oren. The Yosef Olay Sefer Torah, and on top of that they put the Sefer Torah. For Rabbi Meir now, Hai Mitzad Oren Mayavadlei. What does Rabbi Meir do with the posse that Mashman the Sefer Torah was put on the side of the Oren? So my answer is, and the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, the Sefer Torah was put inside, not on the side. So my answer is, whom we boil this we need, the motnach lay mitzad, that they put the Sefer on the side of the two luchos, did they not put it in between the two luchos? In other words, the luchos, like we said before, was one next to another, and then the last two tvachim, that's where they put the Sefer Torah. So that's the lashon of munach betzidoi, it was like on the side of the two luchos. But uliyelam really begavei minatzad, but the Sefer Torah was inside the Aron, just on the side of it. Now the Gemara says, so good, but Rabbi Meir, Amudi Hechi Abikaimi, according to Rabbi Meir, where were the two Amudim that Shlomo Melech made, where were they put? So when it says Mibroi, it was put outside, not inside the urn. For Rabbi Meir, for the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, Shita, Shivre Lucha is the Monoch in the urn, Minoli. How does Rabbi Meir know that the Shivre Lucha was put inside the urn? As we dash before from the word Ein Varak. But he uses it to teach us the Sefer Torah was put inside the urn. So how does he know that the Shivre Lucha was also put there? So where it says, Nafkalei Midi Rav Huna. He learns it out from the same place Rav Huna learns it out from. The Yomer Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, My Dichtir, what does the Pasuk say? Ashenik Rashom, Shem Hashem Tzavokos, Yoisha HaKruvim Alov. What does this Pasuk mean? That this Mashma, this was in the Yoren, Melamed Shaluchos Veshivre Luchos Menachem B'Yoren. From this Pasuk I learn out that like Shem Hashem Tzavokos means the first Luchos, they were put inside the Yoren also. For the Gemara v'iduch, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Who mi boral l'kir Rabbi Yechanan? The Yom Rabbi Yechanan Om Rabbi Shem ben Yechoi Melamed this pasuk comes to teach us Shehashem v'chol kinuyev menachim b'yaren, that the shame of Hashem and all those other nicknames like all the kinuyim was also put inside the yaren. So Mara says v'iduch the other one also namim mi boral l'loch yosni this pasuk. Or Shenikru Shom Shem, a double lashon of Shem Shem, Yosni did for this purpose. So was Einachanami Taka true? Elif so Shivrei Luchas the Menachem Biyor Minoli. How does he know this? You said that the Shivrei Luchas, the broken pieces of the Luchas, were also put inside the urn. So Mara says Nafkalei Miditoni Rabbi Yosef. The Tony Rabbi Yosef, the Pasuk says, Asher Shibarto Visamtom Melamed Shaluchas V'Shiver Luchas Menachem B'Yoren. Menachem B'Yoren comes to teach us that the Shiver Luchas were also put inside the Yoren. The Mori asked again, Vidu D'Yoraman D'Yom Humi B'Yolei. Look at the Rash Lakish like the Shlakish. The Yom Rash Lakish, when the Pasuk says Asher Shibarto, it means to say, Oh, Maloya Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Yashe Koychach Asher Shibarto, you get a Yashe Koych like a thank you for breaking the Oren. That's what we need this Pasuk for. So the kid said, this is not like us exactly where was the Oren, where was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote? Where did they put it? Did they put it inside the Oren, or did they put it outside the Oren? And also, but everybody agreed the Shivrei Luchos was inside the Oren, and the other also machlokes also is where were the Amudim put? Were the Amudim put inside the Oren, or also were the Amudim put outside the Oren? Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Sidron Shal Neviim, what's the Seder of the Neviim? The Seder is Yoshua, Vishoftim, Shmuel, and Melachim, then Yirmiyo, Vyecheskel, Yishayo, and then Mishnei Mosa, Treyosa. So we ask the question, like, why is Shnei Masa left? Michti, let's see. Hoshea Kodim, Hoshea Lechur was the first Navi. The Pasuk says, Tchilas Dvar Hashem by Hoshea. That's the way Hoshea starts off. That Tchilas, the beginning of the words of Hashem, was to Hoshea. So Mashmi was the first Navi. So Mar says, is that true? V'chiyim Hoshea Dibra Tchila, that Hashem speak to Hoshea first? V'haloi, mi Moshe v'yad Hoshea kam neviim hayu. From Moshe Rabbeinu's times, until Hoshea, there were plenty of other neviim. So what's Pshan the Apostle there says, Tchila Dvar Hashem el Hoshea. Tchila Dvar Hashem Hoshea. So Marin says, V'yomer Rabbi Yechon, V'yomer says, the Pshan the Apostle is, Shoye Tchila li'abor neviim, sh'nisnadu b'yoysoi ha'perik. At his times of Hashem, there were four other Nevi'im. So he was the first one to have Nevuah out of those four. So Rashi says, Shinisnam W.A.S.A. Perik, Pimei Oysam, Hamlochim Uziel, Uziel, Yosam, Achaz, Cheskio, Biabo Nevi'im Alolu, Stivkan, Chuspi Micha, Shlohoi Vimei Uziel, Haloi Vimei Yosam. So the Kitan, I will soon see, he was the first one of these four Nevi'im. The Gemara says, V'yelu Hain, these are the four, Hoshea, V'yishayahu, Omosu Micha. Rakoponim Hoshea was before Yishayo. So what's the question? If so, for the Kadme Lohoshea Bereisha, why don't we put Hoshea first before Yishayo? So my answer is Kivon Dichtiv Nevuasa Kavichaya Zechabichagai Zchayim Malachai. Since his Nevu had to do with Chagas Chayim Malachai, for Chagas Chayim Malachai, so if Nevi'im have, they were the ends of the Nevi'im. Therefore, Choshev Lo Badayim. Therefore, Hoshea is put with them. So we ask the question, no, why don't we have this Sefer Hosea by itself? Forget about the Nevuah of Chagas Chaim Malachim. Have the Sefer Hosea by itself and then put Hosea before Yeshayo. So where it says, Adi Dizuta, since the Sefer Hosea is so small, Mirchas, it would be lost. Therefore, can be put in between, before Yeshua, before Yeshayo. Alright, turn over. So Mar says, Michta, let's see, Yeshayahu Kodom, Miyemiyov Yecheskel. Yeshayahu was before Yemiyov and Yecheskel. Yesol Lekadmi, Yeshayahu Beresha. For Yeshayahu should be first. So my answer is, Kivon de Malachim Seifei Churbino. The end of Seifei Malachim talks about Churbin, destruction. For Yemiyahu Kula Churbino, Yemiyahu, the whole thing talks about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. For Yecheskel, Reisha Churbin of the Seifei Nechamta, the beginning of Yecheskel talks about also the Churbin, and the end of it talks about the Nechamta, the good parts. And Yeshayahu Kula Nechamta, and Yeshayahu, the whole thing talks about the Nechama after the Churban. Therefore, Samchinu Churbano Lechurbano, for Nechamta Lechamta. Therefore, first we have Yemiyahu, then Yecheskiyahu, then Yecheskel, and then we have Yeshayahu. Now the Gemara says, Sidron Shaksuvim. What's the say of Ksuvim? Rus, V'Sefer Tehillim, V'Iyov, V'Mishlei, Kehelis, Shirashiru, V'Kinos, and Echa. That means Echa, Daniel, O'Megillus Esther. Ezra of a different Hayamim. This is the Seder of Ksuvim. The Mar says, Oluman Yom, according to Man Yom, that holds. There's a Man Yom later will have that Iyav Bimei Moshe Hoyu, that Iyav was in times of Moshe. If so, Lekat Meli Yav Reisha, they should put Iyav first. The Mar says, As Chulib Peronos Olemas Glinan. We do not want to start off like Ksuvim with Peronis about bed, about hardship. Therefore, we don't want to start off with Iyav. For the Gemara Rus, Suri start off with Rus. Rus Nami Purinosi, it also has bed in Rus. Also talks about what happened in bad times. So Gemara says, true, but Puranus, the Yislei Achrisi, Achris. There's a Puranus that has a good end to it, though. The Yom Reb Yechanon, Lomo Nikra Shema Rus. Why was the name called Rus? Sheyotza Mimeno came out of her, David came out of her, David HaMelech, Sheriyu La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shiris V'Shiris Bachus. That he sung back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave praises to Hashem, B'Shiris V'Shiris Bachus. So that's why Rus comes first. Now the Gemara says, "Mi Kosvan? Who wrote the Svarim?" So Gemara says, "Moshe Kosav Sifroi, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, Upashas Bilam." And Rashi speaks out, even though like Bilam himself was also a Navi, and his Pashas have nothing to do with us, still Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. The Iyuv, and Moshe Rabbeinu also wrote Iyuv. Now, Yeshua Kosav Sifra, Yeshua wrote Sefer Yeshua, Ushmein Psukim Shabbat Torah, and the last eight Psukim of the Torah, like after Moshe Rabbeinu died, this man the Yom holds that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write those eight Psukim, but rather Yeshua wrote them. So Machlokes later, we'll see, one man the Yom says no, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, and he wrote it Bedima with tears. Now, Shmuel Kosav Sifrei, Shmuel HaNavi wrote Sefer Shmuel, for Shoftim, he also wrote Shoftim, Verus and Rus.